This is the 5 o'clock focus on Wisconsin's afternoon news.
Today we focus once again on a story that's pretty important. It's MMSD, the sewerage district. What's going on with overflows? How do we prevent them in the future? That sort of thing. WTMJ's Adam Roberts is in the studio with kind of an interesting development. What's going on, Adam?
Well, John and Julia, let's take a little trip back to last week. You may recall in the news, there was a report of a clog that was potentially identified as a contributor to some of the flooding that we saw in certain parts of Milwaukee and how bad it was. Think the Bayview area, some Southside neighborhoods downstream of some of our rivers and from the Jones Island MMSD facility. Well, this clog was reported on Wednesday, sort of amplified by a statement from Alderwoman Marina Dmitrievich, who represents the Bayview area. Other electeds kind of piling in on this and demanding some answers to some questions. How did it get this bad? Who was responsible for this, etc.? So last week, in response to the questions and the unveiling of this clog, the head of the MMSD, Kevin Schaefer, their executive director, went in front of reporters and pretty quickly suggested the district's operator, Veolia, who we've mentioned before in some of this reporting, was not at fault for the clog.
Some people will ask, I'm sure, whether this was a MMSD responsibility or Veolia. I'm guessing that question's coming. This is an MMSD responsibility. It was not Veolia at all. They're responsible for inspecting it when we tell them to, but because it was submerged, we never told them to do it because it was too hard to get into it.
So as we've reported before, Veolia is this large company that is paid a pretty big deal of money to operate our city's sewage treatment facilities, the Milorganite factory, etc. However, they've also been sparring in the verbal court, if you will, with this advocacy group Common Ground, which about 3 months ago now began their claims that this company routinely is mismanaging wastewater treatment plants, Jones Island and South Shore. There's two of them in our area. So on Thursday, after Kevin went forward with this press conference with the reporters, they issued a statement in which they said the clog reaffirms testimony from their whistleblowers who they've been working with that have alleged that Veolia is causing needless amounts of basement backups and lake dumps, and that both Veolia and MMSD are, quote, shirking their responsibilities. That's a direct quote from the statement. Fast forward a day later, I was able to obtain a cease and desist order Veolia sent to Common Ground, formally serving it, demanding they retract the claims in the statement. They were given 72 hours to do so. This was late on Friday. It's now late in the day on Monday. So far, Common Ground has not put out any sort of statement. I did reach out to them earlier this morning to see where things stood with that. They said they were still consulting with leadership on an official response. Unclear what sort of legal action could unfold from this. You know, typically with a cease and desist, it's in the neighborhood of defamation, but I have nothing to suggest that that has been filed.
Right. Like, what's the remedy? What if they don't, what could happen?
And I don't have an answer to that right now.
Adam, in which order was the clog found? Was it when Alderwoman Dmitrievich said, hey, my constituents are saying something's wrong here and there's a major dump going on to Lake Michigan? Or did the Milwaukee Sewerage District decide to tell Veolia to look?
So that's a good question, Julia. So the order of operations from how it unfolded last week was this statement came out from the alderwoman. It was pretty early in the morning, I think, on Wednesday, that she had just been informed by the Department of Public Works that the clog was an issue. Then there was a story out in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Caitlin Luby expanded upon that. She had talked with the alderwoman or spoken to the alderwoman. Then that afternoon, Kevin Schaefer goes in front of the microphone. Then the following day, Common Ground releases the statement. Then Friday, the cease and desist order comes out.
All right. A lot to stay on top of. Adam is on top of it. WTMJ's Adam Roberts. Thank you, Adam.
Of course.